Managing your business while managing your depression. Owning a business can be a rewarding and fulfilling experience, but it also comes with its own set of challenges and stressors. This can be especially difficult if you are struggling with depression. The demands of running a business and dealing with the symptoms of depression can feel overwhelming and exhausting. However, it is possible to successfully manage both your business and your depression. In this message, we will discuss some practical tips and strategies for navigating the unique challenges of owning a business while also managing your depression. Welcome, kindred soul. I'm honored to be here with you and share spirit-led messages to nourish your soul. As we go through the teachings, take what resonates with you and leave the rest. Return anytime you want clarification or simply want more nourishment. At the end, I will be providing you with the option of extended teachings if you wish to continue. Let's open the best frequency by speaking words of positivity. I am light, loved, and whole, created and designed for a purpose. I give and receive abundance, and work with all my heart as I open the pathway for others. Understanding depression in the world of business. Running a business can be a roller coaster ride of emotions. Add depression to the mix, and it can feel like a never-ending battle. Understanding the unique challenges of depression in the world of business is essential for effectively managing both aspects of your life. Depression in the business world can manifest in various ways. For some entrepreneurs, it may be a constant feeling of sadness or lack of motivation, making it challenging to tackle the daily tasks of running a business. For others, depression may bring about intense anxiety or excessive worry, hindering decision-making and productivity. It's crucial to recognize that everyone's experience with depression is unique, and there is no one-size-fits-all approach to managing it. One key aspect of understanding depression in the world of business is recognizing that it is not a reflection of your abilities or worth as an entrepreneur. Depression is a mental health condition that millions of people worldwide cope with daily. It's not a personal failure or a sign of weakness. By acknowledging this, you can begin to separate your depression from your professional identity. Coping with depression while running a business requires a combination of self-compassion and practical strategies. It's important to give yourself permission to prioritize your mental health and engage in self-care activities that promote well-being. This could include exercise, practicing mindfulness or meditation, seeking therapy, or engaging in hobbies that bring you joy. Implementing self-care into your busy schedule. As a busy entrepreneur, finding time for self-care can feel like an impossible task. However, prioritizing your mental health is essential for managing your depression and maintaining your overall well-being. Implementing self-care into your busy schedule may require some creativity and flexibility, but it is definitely possible. One way to incorporate self-care into your busy schedule is to start small. Find small pockets of time throughout your day where you can engage in activities that promote relaxation and stress reduction. This could be as simple as taking a 10-minute walk outside during your lunch break, practicing deep breathing exercises before important meetings, or setting aside a few minutes each morning for meditation or mindfulness. Another strategy is to delegate and outsource tasks that can be done by others. This allows you to free up more time for self-care activities. Whether it's hiring an assistant to handle administrative tasks, outsourcing your social media management, or partnering with a virtual assistant, finding ways to lighten your workload can give you more breathing room for self-care. It's also important to create boundaries and set realistic expectations for yourself. Learn to say no to additional commitments that may overload your schedule and cause unnecessary stress. Prioritize activities that bring you joy and make you feel energized, and let go of tasks that drain your energy and contribute to your stress levels. Strategies to stay connected while navigating depression. Maintaining connections with others is vital when you're navigating depression as a business owner. It's easy to isolate yourself and feel disconnected, but staying connected can provide support, understanding, and a sense of community. Here are some strategies to help you stay connected while managing your depression. Firstly, prioritize relationships that are important to you. Make an effort to reach out to friends, family, and colleagues regularly, even if it's just a quick text or phone call. Let them know how you're doing and ask about their lives too. Connection goes both ways, and supporting others can also be beneficial for your own well-being. Secondly, consider joining support groups or networks specifically for entrepreneurs or individuals dealing with depression. These communities can offer a safe space to share experiences, gain insights, and receive support from others who understand what you're going through. Online forums and social media groups can also provide a sense of connection, even if it's virtual. Thirdly, attend networking events or industry conferences. Connecting with other professionals in your field can help combat feelings of isolation and provide opportunities for collaboration or mentorship. Sharing your struggles and learning from others can also be empowering and inspiring. Lastly, don't be afraid to seek professional help. A therapist or counselor can provide guidance and support tailored to your unique circumstances. They can help you develop coping strategies, improve your communication skills, and navigate the challenges of managing both your business and your mental health. Maintaining your business operations despite mental health challenges. Running a business while managing depression can be incredibly challenging, but it is possible to maintain your business operations despite these mental health challenges. One key strategy is to focus on effective time management and prioritization. Assess your daily tasks and responsibilities and identify the ones that are essential for your business's success. By prioritizing these tasks, you can ensure that your business continues to function smoothly even when you are experiencing depressive symptoms. It is also important to delegate tasks and responsibilities whenever possible. Recognize that you don't have to do everything yourself. Hire trusted employees or outsource certain tasks to freelancers or agencies. Delegating not only lightens your workload but also allows you to focus on the aspects of your business that truly require your attention. Additionally, consider implementing systems and processes that streamline your operations. Look for opportunities to automate repetitive tasks or invest in technology that can simplify your workflows. This can help reduce the stress and pressure of managing your business, making it more manageable even during periods of depression. Lastly, don't hesitate to reach out for support and ask for help when you need it. Whether it's seeking guidance from a mentor, joining a business mastermind group, or consulting with professionals in your industry, remember that you don't have to face these challenges alone. Seeking support can provide fresh perspectives and insights that can help you navigate the unique challenges of running a business while managing your mental health. Seeking help and utilizing support networks. As an entrepreneur dealing with depression, it's crucial to recognize that you don't have to face these challenges alone. Seeking help and utilizing support networks can provide the guidance, understanding, and encouragement you need to navigate the unique obstacles of managing your mental health while running a business. One important step is reaching out to a therapist or counselor who specializes in mental health. They can provide you with the tools and strategies to effectively manage your depression and help you develop coping mechanisms tailored to your specific circumstances. Therapy sessions offer a safe and confidential space where you can explore your emotions, gain valuable insights, and receive guidance on how to maintain your well-being. In addition to professional support, consider joining support groups or networks specifically for entrepreneurs or individuals dealing with depression. These communities can offer a sense of camaraderie and understanding as you share experiences, gain insights, and provide support to others who are going through similar challenges. Online forums, social media groups, and networking events can also serve as valuable resources for connection and support. Don't hesitate to lean on your existing support system of friends, family, and colleagues. Let them know how you're feeling and ask for their support. Even a simple conversation or a text exchange can provide comfort and a reminder that you are not alone. Adapting your management style to manage your mental health. As an entrepreneur managing your depression, it's important to recognize that your mental health can have an impact on your management style. Adapting your management style to accommodate your mental health needs can help you navigate the unique challenges of running a business while managing your depression. One key aspect of adapting your management style is learning to prioritize your tasks and responsibilities. When you're experiencing depressive symptoms, it's important to focus on the essential aspects of your business and delegate or postpone non-essential tasks. This can help prevent overwhelming feelings of stress and ensure that your energy is directed towards the most impactful areas of your business. Another important adaptation is being open and transparent with your team about your mental health. By communicating your needs and challenges, you can foster a supportive work environment where everyone understands and respects your boundaries. This can also help alleviate the pressure of pretending to be okay when you're not. Additionally, consider incorporating flexibility into your management style. Recognize that your mental health may fluctuate, and there may be days when you need to take a step back or modify your work schedule. Being flexible with yourself and your expectations can help reduce feelings of guilt or self-judgment. Case study: successful entrepreneurs overcoming depression. Many successful entrepreneurs have faced and overcome depression while managing their businesses. Their stories serve as powerful examples of resilience, determination, and the ability to thrive despite mental health challenges. One such entrepreneur is Jane, who runs a successful online retail business. She openly shares her struggles with depression and how she has learned to navigate it while running her business. Jane emphasizes the importance of self-care and taking breaks when needed. She also highlights the support she receives from her network of friends, family, and fellow entrepreneurs, who provide understanding and encouragement during difficult times. Another inspiring example is Mark, the founder of a tech startup. Mark has experienced the highs and lows of entrepreneurship while managing his depression. He stresses the importance of seeking professional help and utilizing support networks. Through therapy and joining a support group for entrepreneurs, Mark has learned valuable coping strategies and has been able to build a strong support system. These case studies demonstrate that it is possible to overcome depression while running a business. They show that seeking help, practicing self-care, and staying connected with others are crucial for maintaining mental well-being. By sharing their experiences, these successful entrepreneurs offer hope and encouragement to others who may be facing similar challenges. If you're dealing with depression as a business owner, remember that you're not alone. Seek support, prioritize your mental health, and draw inspiration from those who have successfully managed their businesses while overcoming depression. Your journey may be challenging, but it is possible to thrive both personally and professionally. Final thoughts and further resources. As a busy professional managing your own business while also dealing with depression, it's important to remember that you are not alone. The challenges you face are unique, but there are resources and support available to help you navigate this journey. In conclusion, it's crucial to prioritize your mental health and practice self-care while managing your business. Implementing small self-care activities into your daily routine can make a big difference in managing your depression. Remember to delegate tasks, set realistic expectations, and create boundaries to prevent overwhelming feelings of stress and anxiety. Staying connected with others is also essential. Reach out to your support network, join support groups, and attend networking events to combat feelings of isolation. Seek professional help when needed and adapt your management style to accommodate your mental health needs. Remember, seeking help and utilizing support networks is a sign of strength, not weakness. If you're looking for further resources and information, consider checking out books such as Depression, A Guide for Entrepreneurs by Charlene D. Peterson, or The Entrepreneur's Guide to Managing Depression by Karen Simmons. Online resources such as websites and podcasts, such as The Mental Health Entrepreneur and The Startup Chat, can also provide valuable insights and guidance. Thank you for listening to this teaching. If you would like to go further with this teaching, or any others, please visit firstlightteaching.com. I also want to thank any of you who may have donated. Your blessings have provided me the opportunity to bring this to you and share my light with the world.